But anyway, hey, a guy's a big part of that game yesterday. I can't even imagine how jacked up he is today. A guy having just a really, really good football season, making a zillion tackles, got three interceptions. Kiko Alonso, linebacker of the Miami Dolphins, joining us this morning. Kiko, have you been to sleep yet, my man, or have you been out all night? Tell it straight to me, man.
No, man, you guys just woke me up.
Hey, so I'm not going to get that fired up Kiko Alonso that I always see before the game. Kiko, run me through that last play and what it was like for you as you're watching this, and you had to be thinking, man, this is going to be a long shot. But as it gets scored, it's closer to scoring, what was it like for you?
Well, yeah, man, to be honest with you, you know, that usually it is a long shot. And then, you know, once they were getting – once, like, KD was at, like, you know, the 20-yard line or so, I was like, man, I was like, oh, shit, oh, he's in there. Like,
right.
And I saw, like, you know, he turned that corner on Gronk, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was ridiculous, man. Like, it looked like he was just, like, running way faster than everyone else.
Well, he
usually.
Yeah, I was about to say. You probably see that a lot. And of course, listen, Kiko, the back and forth in the first half, 48 points scored between both teams, just the way that entire game kind of played out. Was that one of the greatest games you've just ever been a part of?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, obviously the offense did a great job putting points on the board, and, you know, you know, I think the defense, definitely we could have played better, but, you know, just coming out with a win it was a pretty unbelievable game.
Kiko, it's amazing because I talked to you before the game. You felt really good. Like, you were like, hey, man, we got a really good chance to win this game. And I'm kind of looking at you going, okay, man, I'm glad you're pumped up. And But, like,
yeah,
Xavier.
I knew you'd look at me like that. I was
like, Kiko, that's all Joe came in and talked about today when your name was on the guest list. Man, Kiko was pumped up before the game, man.
I said, Kiko was believing they're going to. I go, you know, the X-Man's not playing. Xavier, how you go, hey, man, we're going to be ready. We're ready to go. And you guys played that way. That was, you know, I know it wasn't perfect defense, and you're probably not happy with that, but the effort that everybody put out, you can't do any more than what you guys did in that one. Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely, man. That's how we're playing, man. We're playing with tremendous effort, and you know, there's gonna be mistakes, but you know, the way we're playing, you know, the effort can really you know, just a lot of mistakes, you know, the effort will you know, kind of
get you through. Yeah,
sorry, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
No, that's all right. Hey,
like I said, you guys woke me up.
No, listen. And we would have got some Cuban coffee in you if I would have known. You know, I'd have stayed out with you, but I can't run with you. You're too hard to – you and that damn crazy brother of yours are too hard for me to run with, man. I'm not in that league.
You can't put me in the same category as my brother.
that's a different level. Oh, man. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. Nobody has more fun than your brother. Hey, Kiko, I do want to ask you, though. Nobody's enjoyed playing in South Florida. I always tell everybody this than you are, especially with a Colombian mother and a Cuban father. This has got to be a blast for you and your family, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a dream come true. I got my whole family here. You know, I'm close to my family, and it truly is a dream come true. And it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you about Ryan Tannehill coming back in. I thought we might have lost him. He turned that ankle over real badly in the first half. That sucker came out, started the second half. Boy, when you found out he was playing, it had to make you feel pretty darn good. What about Ryan Tannehill's effort and the way he played yesterday?
Man, you know, like you said, man, when I saw that, I was like, damn, it didn't look good. But, you know, he came back out there, you know, he showed tremendous toughness. And, you know, Tannehill is a real tough guy, man. You know, he takes some shots, and, you know, he goes out there. To come back after that is tremendous toughness.
Yeah, no, there's no question. Hey, by the way, you were a little jacked up on with Bocamp on that CBS 4 postgame TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a little jacked up on that show yesterday? Were you a little fired up on with Kimbo Camper?
Yeah, man. Of course.
You were.
Man, you're not supposed to talk about people's private parts.
That's right.
He had a large pair of basketballs, man. Right, that was awesome, Kiko. You are, don't you ever change, brother.
Nope.
You are too much. Kiko, we're going to let you go back to sleep, man. But thanks for the effort of waking up. You going back or are you up for the morning now? What are you doing?
Nah, man, I'm up now.
All right.
I'm up now.
Well, listen,
but
take
it's
care.
All right, man. It's always good talking to you guys.
All right, Kiko, you take care. Enjoy your day and a half off, will you?
Thank you.
All right, man. Kiko Alonso joins Miami Dolphins linebacker. He was very honest right out of a dead sleep.
That's it.
Joe, you got me right out of a dead sleep. I'm not going to lie to you.
Probably still laying there with a phone in his hand. Yeah.
What he's up.
Yeah, now he's up for the day.
Yeah, he's up and ready to go.
20 minutes from now, he'll be a little bit better.